the grocery store, and the kid said, "What's that music?" And I was like, "Oh, they're probably piping in through the speakers."
Eliana of Cleveland Park.
And then all of a sudden I pull up to check out, and I'm like, "Oh my God, there's an actual real jazz band in the middle of the grocery store."
And that's not all here at the Giant Food on Wisconsin Avenue near the National Cathedral.
It's definitely a brave new world. You can put your beer in the shopping cart. It's a good time.
Brian Haupt lives about a block away.
Have you seen the cup holders? The shopping carts have cup holders. Yeah.
Are we going to go get one?
No, I'm staying by the bar. The bar is my area.
You're just hanging out at the bar?
Yes. Popcorn, guac, chips. It's all right.
What more do you need?
Yeah, nothing.
Now over at the self-checkout lane,
$1.99.
Buying chips and a sports drink.
To take your change and your receipt.
American University student Tom Page doesn't seem impressed.
Yes, it's all right. I don't know if I drink while I shop.
But an alternate view?
I think it's great, especially around happy hour. Get off work, come over, have a beer, get to shop. Get some food for later.
PJ Fugit of Mount Pleasant.
Sometimes I buy a little more than I should.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do we have here? Broccoli?
I'm just getting started, so we're just in the produce and vegetables section, so...
The responsible section.
Yeah, you gotta start out good first, and then as the beer goes down... That's where the ice cream is at the end and everything, so...
The sip and shop trend is growing. The district's Alcohol Beverage Regulation Administration has issued 12 licenses allowing beer and wine sales by the glass at full-service grocery stores. One is the Foggy Bottom Whole Foods Market that offers the option at 6 Northern Virginia locations, and Ashburn even selling mixed drinks.
We get them all. We get them coming from other places, and sometimes we have to turn them away.
Joseph Turner has worked for Giant for 25 years.
How did you take it when they first said, we need a bar manager?
I just did the typical double take, like, what kind of bar? You know, we have a hot bar, we have a smoothie bar. What? When they said beer and wine, you know, like, how is this going to work? This is going to be interesting.
What's the tipping protocol in this kind of establishment?
I have no idea.
Bellied up to the bar, John Nielsen.
I still can't get used to this, especially when my ex-wife walks by, pauses and says, "Oh, so that's what you do at the grocery store."
In Northwest, Christy King, WTOP News.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, bottoms up.